Start off with a few roster moves. We released Jasper Coleman, defensive lineman. We sent put Mike McFarland on injured reserve, and then we signed safety Quentin Demps, and we signed a defensive end, Feely Moala. So those are the roster moves. Questions? The interception was not, you know, I have to watch the tape, but, you know, that interception was a nice play. That was a good play, and you know, he's been around, and he's a pro, and so I think he understands the expectations coming in here. He's got to do it on the field every day. He's been a good addition, you know, right off the bat here.
Can you talk about challenges week two preseason out for the offense? It sounds like the ones for Denver are going to play a little longer this weekend, perhaps on their defense. See a guy like Miller and Ware, that can only help your offense.
I mean, I would say that we better be ready to play. I mean, they're a very good football team. They're going to be well coached, and we need to be ready to play. So all of those players that are out there, all of our players that are out there, have to be ready to go right from the get-go. Because, you know, yeah, it's a second preseason game, but you're ramping up towards the season now. So these games are very important. They're important games, so our guys need to be ready to go. Say that again, Aaron. Yeah, I think he's made improvement. You know, a rookie receiver in our offense is tough. And I think that over the last, I'd say, four or five practices, you've seen glimpses of what he can do, and he just needs to continue to do that. Work hard. He's out here after practice. He's trying to work with the quarterback. So, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. And I think he's improved. You know, I watch the show, Stephanie, but like I watch bits and pieces of it, so I'm not really sure in the context. I can tell you this, that this is a very competitive roster. With respect to those two players, they've done some really good things. They've done some things just like every player out here that they probably wish they could have over again, play-wise, you know. And there have been no decisions made as far as, you know, other than the roster moves I just talked about, there's been really no decisions made. So it's a very competitive camp. I'm not really sure how Hard Knocks shows it in its entirety. I just see scenes. And my big thing about Hard Knocks is you know, doing the best job we can to edit out the strategic things and making sure the players are shown in a good light. So hopefully that's coming across that way. Yeah, we do a little bit more each day with him, and so far so good, and I think it's been 3 days in a row now, which is good, and you know, do a little bit more tomorrow, and then we'll evaluate him at the end of the week. But so far, so good.
What are you looking for with him?
You know, more about not necessarily what I'm looking for with him, but just communicating with him. You know, how's it going? How you feeling? What I'm looking for is his mentality when it comes to how much he knows with the defense, how much is review, how has he been paying attention. And the one thing about him is he's a bright football player. You know, he's come out here and he understands the scheme. He knows what we're talking about. So he's been paying attention in the meetings that he's been in, and now it's just more of a matter of getting into football shape. I'm not sure if we have specific goals. It's still an evaluation process. Number one goal is we want to win. You know, we want to win. That's always the goal. I don't care if it's preseason, parking lot, practice field. You know, we're trying to win. So that's number one goal. And then other than that, it's just wanting these guys to go out there and compete and put their best skills on tape so we can really evaluate them.
Can you comment a little?
Say that again. Both guys are competitive. They're young players. They love football. They work extremely hard when they're out here. A lot of the things that we're doing are different, especially for Carlos, are different than what he did in college. So, you know, sometimes it's a little frustrating for him, I'm sure. But he shows flashes of being a good player, and he just needs to keep coming on. Say that again, Mark. I'm sorry. I got these. You know, I really just answer that by telling you I really like the staff, you know, as a whole. I think we have a passionate staff. I think we have a smart staff. You know, I'm not really a micromanager. You know, I give them direction, and I think we have guys that are that are really good coaches, good teachers, and Mike falls into that category. You know, Mike's a passionate guy. He was that way as a player, very bright guy, really good staff member, good team member, no ego, and I think the players really respect that. Great for Jadeveon. I'm glad Jadeveon thinks he's smart. He's a good communicator. You know, he's a smart guy. He understands the defense, just like everybody back there. They just need to continue to improve. You know, we have to – all of those guys back there have to continue to improve in their coverage skills and their tackling. But there's a lot of good things that are going on back there with communication and things like that, and he's in that role. Sure, yeah. I mean, we look at who we're going against, you know, and we try to figure out what's the best way to match up against those guys. So if we're going against a 34 defense, you know, when does that defense play 34 against us? You know, do they play 34 against this personnel and that personnel, or do they just play it against a certain personnel, and then they play nickel versus something else? So it's all about, in this league, it's about execution and it's about matchups. And so that's what I mean. So we look at who we're playing and we say, okay, how can we get this player, this scheme, this formation, this personnel in the best matchup possible to go out there and execute the plays, and that's what we're trying to do.
Can you talk about some of the unique looks you put in the backfield here and how that can help with the versatility when you're now to a 53-man roster?
Anytime you're a tight end, a running back, a receiver, it's kind of the same discussions that we had with offensive linemen. They have to be versatile in their roles. So a receiver that can play in the backfield, a tight end that can play outside wide and in the backfield, a running back that can play from the backfield and then move out wide. I mean, we move guys around all the time, and these are guys that are really studying the game and they're getting better at it, and we'll continue to move guys all around. Pretty up and down, Stephanie. I thought some of it was decent. Sometimes it wasn't as good. You know, I thought it was a very competitive practice, and I think sometimes that can be the sign of a decent team, though. You know, when sometimes it goes good and sometimes it's not, it's the sign of a very competitive team, and that's the way I look at it. But we need to smooth some things out offensively. Quentin's done that in the past. He's returned, and you can see out there today, even though it was kind of a look squad type deal, he's got a little knack for it. So we'll continue to evaluate him there. And like I said, it was good to get him in the building and get him going here. And now, you know, like I told him this morning in the stretch line, you know, hey, good to have you here. Now show it to me on the field. And, you know, that's what we expect of all these guys. Yeah, it's good to have Feely back. He's coming off of, you know, knees, and I think he's doing better. I think he's got to work his way into football shape, but we're happy to have him here. We know we hear great things about him. We know he's a tough guy, got good size, so hopefully he can work his way back into football shape pretty quickly.
Coach, you mentioned on Saturday that it grew up red zone, especially the goal line.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think our red zone offense and red zone defense is decent, so there's a difference there, you know. So red zone and goal line, there's two different discussions. Our goal line offense and short yardage offense still needs to come along. You know, sometimes it looks good, sometimes it's not. It's not consistent enough. And in order for us to convert on third and one or convert from the 1 yard line to 2 yard line, like, you know, we have to be better than we are right now. The guys are working really hard at that. I tell them it's always coaches and players together. It's not about pointing fingers. It's about all of us kind of figuring out what's the best way to do it, and that's what we're trying to do. They, you know, all three of the guys, including Tom, you know, people don't ask me about Tom a lot, but he's really improved a lot. And Ryan and Brian have really taken the coaching to heart. They try to come out on the field and execute the plays and the schemes, and they try to be accurate with their throws. You know, hey, look, sometimes it doesn't always work out, but it's an 11-man sport. You know, everybody's got to be clicking, and I think – but those guys have put a lot of good effort into this thing. And like I said, it'll be good to see both of them play again this week. I think so. My middle brother and his family, they're on vacation near where my parents live. So the word is that they watched it all together. But the ones that were under 12 years of age had to go in another room and watch it somewhere else. So if that gives you any feedback, I don't know. I'm trying to clean it up. I'm trying my best. It's reality TV.